The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scraponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. A dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. Colin Powell. So, Scrapfest wasn't just a success this year. The auction more than doubled what it had made from any previous year. Over $22,000 was raised, a portion of which supports the artists who made the sculptures, while the other portion goes toward the revitalization effort of Old Town Lansing. On top of that, though, I couldn't help but smile as I looked around. An estimated 2,500 people came to Scrapfest this past weekend to see the sculptures, visit the artisan vendors, many of which specialized in upcycled art, listen to music, eat, see the activities for kids, and even participate in the auction. It's hard not to smile when you can visibly see what is becoming Old Town's first art festival come to fruition, which has been the goal for a long time. It's amazing, when you hear about sculptures made from scrap metal, your first impression might be one of mild skepticism. What exactly is artistic about scrap? But when you see what these artists create in a span of 2 weeks, especially if you see the before and after pictures, you begin to see the sculptures for what they are. Serious artwork that you would find in any professional art gallery. I could see the people who came to Old Town this past weekend drawing the same conclusion. To understand this, though, all you need to do is look around you. As I look around my house, I can't help but marvel at other masterpieces. When you think about it, your washer and dryer are really works of art as well. After all, they too are made from scrap material, but rather than being upcycled, they were remelted into new products. Indeed, if your mind is a canvas, scrap is the paint. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scraponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.